Nichtam le David shamreini elki chasisi boch. Omart la Adonai Adonai atah tovosim al olecha letoshim asher boretz. Yirbu atzvosam acher mehoro balasich niskem idom uval esoy shmos masvosoy. Adonai minos chelki v'kosi atah tomich goroli. Chavolim noflu li bani'imi math nachlash shofro oloi. Avoreches Adonai asher yotzoni aflilos yisruni chidyosoy shivisi Adonai lev disomid ki mimini balemod v'chein somach libi v'yogel kvodi af besori yishkol novetach ki lo saz ov nafshi lishol ositein chasid choli roshochas todieni orachayim sova smochos esponecho ni'imos bimin chonetzach olamoves b'chaloneinu. Although the recent past, we have suffered on Matityahu many bereavements, and there are many avelim, but all of that was from the previous generation, the parents of Miyazdim of the Yishuv. Baba Daniel was one of the Miyazdim of the Yishuv, different generation, our generation. Parent of the second generation of the Moshav. And here it is very, very relevant. Nifter echod mi'achabura, yidag kol achabura kula. And one person of a group is nifter, then the entire group has to worry. That worry has to take on two manifestations. One, daigu b'lev ish yasichenu. Person has a worry in his heart, he should take his mind off the worry itself and understand what's behind it. Yefashpesh b'maisov, yemashmesh b'maisov, each and every one of us has to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, take stock of ourselves. That's a very individual and private thing. At the same time, there's another way of manifesting that da'aga, yisichenu la'acher. It behooves each and every one of the chabura, of the chaverim of the yishuv, to speak to each other, speak together, and to find ways that we can strengthen ourselves and strengthen our community. Improvements that have to be made, tikkunim that have to be made, this is the proper time to do that. And especially to bring to mind and to take to heart Rabbi Daniel, what he represented in the Kehila, and the greatest Ilui Neshama is learning from him and emulating those positive traits that he had. He was a very dignified, refined, honorable person, a lawyer by profession, and he was a person who thought seriously, thought deeply about things, and his thinking brought him to be Makir the Emes. Later in life, when most people wouldn't have given it a thought, and made the commitment to change his entire lifestyle. I know that even in Chutz Laaretz, he became very attached to those people who were guiding him, specifically Rabbi Goldberg, who was a Talmud of mine, told me way back before they came to the Moshav of what Milas, the Jesmer family had, specifically Bob, and how fortunate we were to be able to take them into our community. It was a person who was mild-mannered and easygoing. He had a good sense of humor and enjoyed a good joke, both to hear it and to tell it. He was a person who had a grada seichel, seichel yeshora, a straight mind. Because of that, he thought things out. Rarely saw him lose his temper. He was calm and collected. But when something bothered him and he felt that something wrong was done, not necessarily to himself, but to others, then he became agitated. Then because of his thought, because of his deep thinking, he couldn't take that something was done that he felt was not proper. To tell you the truth, it always bothered me. Bob Jasmer was a tremendous kasha and a contradiction to a famous Sma. The Sma says that Das Balibatim Hofuch Midas HaTorah. Well, excuse me, but I didn't say it. The Sma said it. He said that the reasoning and thinking of Balibatim is the antithesis of the thinking of Torah. The conclusions and the thoughts that Balibatim have usually are at very much odds with what the Torah thinks. And yet, Bob Jasmer was a balabos, and he almost always was on target. As if he had a das Torah way beyond him. He knew what was right and what was wrong. He had a certain intuition. It always bothered me. The Sma says not like that. I think the answer is das balabatim. When a person thinks he's the balabos, and he thinks that he is the one in control, and then that kind of thinking is at odds with the Torah. When a person knows he's not the balabos, and he knows that he has to bow and humble himself before Das HaTorah, then his mind becomes fused with Das HaTorah, and he's blessed with that Das Torah also. And that answers my question. Bob had a tremendous feeling of hachnoah. He was a humble person. He was willing to accept direction and guidance and accept the authority, which today is not one of the words that people like to use. But he's willing to accept authority, the authority of Torah and Torah sages. He liked to ask questions. He liked to argue. But in the end, it all was lemaisa, what is the proper thing to do. The he was a empathetic. He was an empathetic, sympathetic, and merciful person. And most of all, he was a yosher. He was a straight person. No crookedness. If you look in the Hakdama of the Nitziv to Sefer Bereishis and Hemek Dover, you'll see that that was the mile of the Avos, and maybe that's what it's called, Abba. The Avos Hakdoshim, the Nitziv says, in addition to being great tzaddikim and chassidim and lomdei Torah, they also were yeshorim. It's possible for a person to be a tzaddik and a chassid and a lamdin and not to be a yosher. Yashrus is an extremely important midah. And Abba Daniel HaKohen was a yosher. In that respect, he was a lawyer. He dealt with things logically. But he also was a Bob. Even a person's English name has meaning. Bob in Aramis means a gate. Bava Kama, Bava Metzia. Bob is a gate. He opened a lot of gates to people with his Rachmanis, with his feeling, with his empathy, with his Seichel Hayosher. He was a very good friend and a good neighbor. And Zeh Hashar Lashem Tzadikim Yavovo. In that respect, he was a gate and a shar. And therefore, it behooves each and every one to arouse themselves, to think a little bit about these midos, and to strengthen themselves in those midos, to be thinking people, to have a straight mind, to be machshiv other people, to accept authority, to be an ish who's noach im abrios, who was fine, refined, calm person. Kol sheruach habrios nocheimenu, ruach hamokom nocheimenu. And as a lawyer, I'm sure he'll be a great melech yosher for his wife, who was moser nefesh for him, especially in the last kufa. For his children, he was zoche to taka bi kishmo kenu, an abba tov that brought up children who were bnei Torah, talmidei chachomim, bnos Torah, sons-in-law. He had many, many good friends and many good neighbors. Should be a melech yosher for all of them, for the entire moshav. Should go before the Kisei HaKavod and plead the case of Klal Yisrael. And I'm sure, as I had interaction with him, he'll end up winning. And the Mirza Hashem, the Rabban Shalom, should erase all tears when the day will come when Yevula Hamoves LaNetzach Umocha Hashem Dima Me'al Kolponim Tehei Nishmaso Tzurur B'Tzurachayim.